This is called a little red. We do this in the key of C. Old Red was one of the ornerious yet I've seen at the big rodeo. He'd bite you and kick you and stomp out your life. Old Red had never been rode. Meaner than sin and wild as the wind that blew on the Montana plains. Old Red was one of the last of his breed and he wasn't about to be tamed. From Idaho, a young cowboy came to ride in the big rodeo. The young cowboy's name was Billy McLean, and Billy had never been through. Now the greatest desire filled young Billy's heart to ride his old outlaw called Red. He drew him one day, and I heard Billy say, I'll ride him or drop over dead. Bucking down there in the chute, he was a kicking and a stomping about. Young Billy slid into the saddle with ease, then he yelled, turn him loose, let us out. Old Red came out with his head on the ground, his back was a touching his nose. Was a trying to get rid of the man on his back, but the man went wherever he'd go. With his spurs from his rump to the tip of his chin. He was doing right well, but Billy could tell that this outlaw would never give in. Old Red went bucking right straight to the fence, but suddenly stopping and then he reared on his hind legs and fell on his back, but taking poor Billy with him. There was a hush in the crowd and they knew that this would be Billy's last ride. The saddle horn crushed Billy's chest when they fell, and under Old Red Billy died. Old Red lay still, no more would he move, and the cowboys that seen it could tell. In trying to throw Billy off of his back, Old Red broke his neck when he fell. Out in the west is a place where they rest this cowboy.